He came to Arkansas as a quarterback, but now he's a do-it-all athlete for the Razorbacks.
If he gets loose, they will not catch him.
Hornsby is going to keep it. We'll see if you're right. They can't catch it. Inside the 20, he cuts it inside and almost gets there. Man, can he fly, Malik Hornsby.
Let's head inside the huddle and talk with Malik Hornsby, brought to you by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank, relationship banking, member FDIC.
Good morning, Malik. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
What's up, Malik?
Are you wide awake or just now getting out of bed?
Wide awake.
Wide awake. That phone's on your cheek, man. It's all right.
All right. Let's start with this. So, how's the mindset of the team? I know it's a really tough loss. It's tough for everybody, the players, fans, coaches. How was that after a couple of days of getting past it? Where is the team mentally?
That loss hurt, but I mean, we can't really dwell on. Like I said last week, with a win or a loss, you really don't dwell on anything after Monday. So, I mean, the team, we hurt right now, but we got to put that in the past, and we got a big game ahead of us. So, we really moving forward now, can't do nothing else about it.
Yeah, so the other, obviously, the elephant in the room is that, obviously, you finally got in the game, which, you know, obviously, because we're on Team Malik. That we wanted to see you get in there. You get in there, you know, the team's driving down the ball with running backs, and all of a sudden you pop in there and you get three consecutive plays. Were you surprised, or is that the way the package was set up to where it was guaranteed that you were going to get those three plays in a row? That's what it was going to be, or is it just that, you know, he just called your number each play, you know, at the time?
No, I was surprised too.
yeah.
I was surprised too, you know. He just called my number back to back, so I did what I was able to do.
The first one, I think it was tipped by the defensive end. Is that right? The first pass that KJ threw to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Tipped by the end. I almost got that junk though.
Yeah, I know you did. You did. It was hard to see on the monitor. Yeah, but you did. You almost grabbed it, and then it's tough. You know, one of the things that we've talked about, Malik, the role that you're having to play is that you're coming off the bench, and you know you're not getting your hand on the ball. You didn't even have a rep. You know, do you think it would be something too that as this thing progresses that you get on the field and you're used as a decoy where you're not always going to be touching the ball every time? I mean, I think that was one of the things that fans pointed out. I was like, man, you know, he comes on the field and they're making him touch the ball three times in a row, and he hadn't had any action to that point.
Yeah, I think that's kind of tough to do. But, I really don't know how to explain that. It's just, and I do get on the field, I mean, everybody already knows he's a trick. I can't say that. Can you ask another question? I really can't.
That's all right. So, you know, the good that you can take out of that, obviously you guys were able to do, I mean, you basically dominated every quarter but the third quarter, and it was a funky play with KJ, and, you know, just one of those things that where, you know, I don't know if you guys felt it, but it certainly looked like you guys were the better team. And just had two or three plays that made the difference in the game.
Oh, yeah, of course. Our whole team felt like we was the better team. Give a shout out to A&M because they're a great team, too. They fought all four quarters, like you said. Our third quarter play hurt us the most. With them inmates, we was beating ourselves. And, I mean, A&M capitalized off our mistake. With us going in this week, knowing the team we're playing, we just got to make them minor mistakes, got to make them disappear. And I think we'll have a better feeling after that game.
We're visiting with Malik Hornsby, brought to you by Centennial Bank. So Coach Pittman said yesterday at a press conference that he was going to change practice up a little bit today. What is today, Tuesday? So maybe today might be the first day he does it. But talked about just changing up where you guys actually during practice have like a halftime, and you come out and you do maybe good on good where you normally don't do that. Just trying to change something where you could, because you guys have not, third quarter has not been a good quarter for you guys this year, and he's going to try to address that this week in practice.
Yes, sir. He mentioned it to us yesterday as well. So today, I mean, this is going to be our first time
right.
Even trying something something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, hopefully it goes great, but I really, really do need to go great. And I feel like we're that team that's going to overcome this hump, overcome this barrier that we have in front of us right now.
Well, obviously, you get to bounce back against the number two team in the nation. You guys played them close last year, and just thoughts on Alabama going into. I don't know how much film work you guys have gotten, but you know they it's not like they have played a lot of tough opponents. They played Texas. Texas almost had a chance to beat them. If you have done some film work, your thoughts on them so far?
We actually have. Alabama is a great team. We're gonna have to come to play. We're gonna have to come and be ready. We're going to have to eliminate all the MAs that we caused ourselves. And, I mean, we just got to come to play. I mean, they're going to roll the ball out there at 3 o'clock. I mean, they're the best team win, and you know, hopefully good.
Well, you're back at home. It'll be 74,000 fans. It'll be packed. And, I mean, this is the way you bounce back. You know, you could be playing a team, a non-conference team, a not-ranked team, but – you know, I think the best way you can deal with a loss like you had, where you felt like you were the better team, is come out and prove it against a highly ranked team. You guys should be plenty motivated, and all the things are, you know, you can still have a lot of things to accomplish, a lot of good goals ahead that you can reach.
Yes, sir. With this loss that just took, it don't take away from none of our goals that we got planned this year, and I mean. Lord said the same. We do win this game this weekend. I mean, he's gonna put us right back in the top. So I mean, that's all we're really thinking about as players right now. Use this loss just have some motivation.
Yeah, I mean that's what you have to use it for. Yeah, well, we hope you. We obviously hope you
bounce back.
Yeah, we hope you get the Absolutely. Opportunity. I hope the thing with you know, it's one of those things to where, you know, from a fan perspective, we're watching you guys and, you know, we're rooting for you to get in there. And it's like, man, he just puts it's a lot of pressure on you to come in there off the bench and have three consecutive plays where you're touching the ball. And I think we're voting for you to get vertical. We want to see you get up the field instead of horizontal. Of course, you know, listen, you know, everybody can complain about Kendall Brawl's play calling, but, you know, you guys did have a 400 yards in offense. And really, if you don't fumble the ball, if KJ didn't have that mistake, and you know, you probably win the game. So it wasn't like the offense played poorly. But we just want to see you get vertical, too.
We do. And I guess the only solace, whether it be your three and out or with KJ or Cam and all that, there's a little misery to go around to everybody. So somebody's not just sitting there. You got some folks who can all pick each other up.
Yeah, but between Cam and KJ.
Between you and KJ and Cam and any of the other stuff that's going on. I mean, listen, we're fans. We want you to be there, and we want you to stay happy. We don't want you looking up any protocols or nothing like that. You stay away.
you're staying away from no
you
more.
You stay away from all that now. We want you there. And how do you feel? Can you answer the question? Do you want to get behind a center a time or two?
A quarterback?
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Can you talk to coach like that and say, Coach, can we? I mean, are there any of those plays in there? Can say, Coach? Yeah. Because here's the deal. We all agree. You've got to go in as a decoy. You can't just go in all the time. And I'm just speaking to you as a fan. And that's all I am. You can't go in all the time. And every time you get in, touch the ball. It can't be that way. You've got to have some decoy going on with you. So when you do touch the ball, then you can sprint. Do you have a relationship with Coach to where you say, Coach, why don't we work on some of these? Or are you just subordinate and leaving it alone?
A little bit of both.
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, too, before we let you go. you know, KJ in the press conference afterwards, obviously he said, turn to Alabama. You know, we got to turn the page. And that's a lot on KJ. He's a competitor. You think, you know, obviously you're his teammate. You're in the same room with him. Was he able to flush that pretty quick and turn to Alabama?
Yes, sir. He got to.
Yeah.
After the game, you know, after Coach Pitt gave his speech, we talked about it. We actually laughed about it because, I mean, we couldn't do nothing else about it.
Right.
So, I mean, we put it behind us. Now, yeah, you have to turn the page.
Well, there'll be nothing. There'll be nothing better next week, Malik, than to talk to you. And after a win, that would be outstanding.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, absolutely. And then we obviously we'd love to see you get the opportunity to get back in there and do your thing again. And yeah. And maybe it'll be next week.
But Malik!
Do it right, man. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
For sure, appreciate it.
Right, thank you. That's Malik Hornsby from
Go Hawks. Go
sponsored
Hawks.
By Centennial Bank. Appreciate them. You know, it's really difficult to have that conversation.
I thought he answered it. I mean, you know, he was he's obviously talked to him about.